All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you change that dial, the terrorists win.
Death to America! Except for joy!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Mary Corsetti. President Trump's re-election campaign and the Republican National Committee will spend more than $10 million during the 2020 election cycle to battle Democrats on voting-related lawsuits. Foreign exchange students in Colorado are concerned for family members in China. University of Colorado Boulder student Mu Tien has family living in mainland China.
All my family, they are staying inside. They keep staying inside for like an extended long time.
Nearly 75,000 cases of coronavirus and over 2,100 deaths have been confirmed in China. New Mexico is suing Google over allegations the tech company is illegally collecting children's data. The state attorney general's office has filed a lawsuit claiming Google is mining information without parental consent on children's physical locations, passwords, and other personal data. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter. Go here to hear more from my husband, or go here if you'd like to donate to his Indiegogo page.
How about go here, period? It is 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Let's take a quick look at the Live in Fear Doppler. We'll update Rich's forecast in just a second. Is the rain about to end? We have the Cronins in North Carolina and our buddy Gary, who is in southeastern Tennessee, dealing with heavy snow. But it looks to me like very shortly the rain's going to lighten up. And I don't know that we'll see the sun, but I think we're almost at the end of the rainfall. Most of the heavy stuff now in southeastern Alabama, the Florida Panhandle. So, yeah, I think it's about to, and we were over an inch and a half at my place just this morning or through today before I left to come in. Six after five, Brett McDonald will join us in a moment. Delkin Tomlinson, it's always great to have them in with us. And yesterday, if you were listening, when listeners call in, you're always welcome to do that. If you have a question about family law, divorce, whatever, in their wheelhouse, it's amazing. They don't pull out books or pull anything up online to reference the answer for the questions that are asked. It's here. I'm pointing between my ears. It's between theirs. I'm always impressed with their knowledge and how quickly they have the answer that somebody calls to ask about. But, you know, having a representation in a situation like divorce, and they do specialize in representing men, but a big part of that is knowing they've got your back. You know, they are covering you every possible way. So you feel that support as you're going through this major life change, whether it's a simple situation or more complicated, it is still a significant life change. So you're getting more than just top-notch legal advice. You're getting support from two people who have helped so many. I've had passionate endorsements for Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson from women that they have represented as well. Their number is 819-4810. They do have an uncontested divorce fee of $799. So if you've got a situation where there's nothing at issue, you just need to legally end the marriage, you can get it done for that rate at Delk and Tomlinson. They can also help you with other family related matters like wills, things that can become very critical, especially if, God forbid, something happens. 819-4810. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And Brett McDonald is up next.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The flood warning for the Alabama River continues as waters continue to rise. Flood stage is 35 feet, and at 8 this morning, we were at 39.8 feet. Minor flooding is occurring and forecast to occur as the river will continue to rise to 42 feet by early Friday afternoon. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles announced today it's working to hire 138 new officers over the next 3 years. The goal is to bring the parole and probation officer caseloads to a target ratio of 75 to 1. Plus, Governor Ivey says the state's education leadership needs a bold change. Her 2019 proposal would not only get rid of the elected state school board, but also state education superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey's position. When voters head to the polls for Alabama's primary elections on March 3rd, there will be an amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. If you vote in favor of the bill, a new 9-member education commission would be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Alabama Senate. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little ugly taste of winter here with the rain tapering off tonight, and then it turns colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, breezy. Tomorrow will be a breezy, chilly day with a high temperature barely up to about 52. You'll swear it's colder. Then tomorrow night, clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 30. On Saturday, I think we'll reach the upper 50s. So cool sunshine, not a bad day. And then on Sunday, chance of showers late in the day with a high temperature up to about 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I look Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday.
Yay.
To Thursday. You. A little bit later this hour, find out why Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are facing $265 million lawsuits for pandering. And based on what happened with the Covington Catholic kids, I'd say there's a chance that they could have some serious issues.
I hope so.
That is coming up right now. We're going to welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management.
So hey, buddy.
It's almost like every other day. I got a message. Somebody talked to me at Bomb Hours last night that wanted to ask a question.
Doug.
No.
Doug.
I'll tell you what, Brant. This is rather lengthy, so I'll get to this after you kind of analyze what happened today. The coronavirus. One day it's a thing, the next day it's not. A lot of back and forth over the last couple of weeks with this.
No, it's crazy. It really is crazy. You know, I think every day we have to talk about it, and rightfully so. I mean, honestly, when you think about China, it's like the major metro areas in China have literally almost become ghost land. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. And as I've said so many times, these kind of things are precarious. You have to. It's very difficult to kind of put your finger on it and say, okay, this is it, this is where we're going, because just like yesterday, we had some information, some data that suggested, well, you know, maybe it's beginning to roll over a bit. You know, these cases are not quite as bad, or the momentum is not as bad as it had been. And then today, we're rocking along. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here doing my work, as I always do. I look up at my quote monitor, and all of a sudden, we went from up for the day to down 250, and I said, holy smoke, what just happened?
Yeah.
And so I start running my traps and looking and figuring it out, and sure enough, there was a report that came out from this Global Times, which is owned by China. It's a state-run media organization, and then they said that there was a sudden sharp increase in the number of coronavirus cases that were reported at a hospital in Beijing. And so that rocked everyone's world, because and now we have a few cases, you know, in Hong Kong, we have some others, and then we see this news that even Air France and other airlines are saying, we're not going into Hong Kong, we're, you know, and then Norwegian Cruise Line says, you know, they've can't today, they say, we've canceled, I think it was something like 40 or whatever cruises, you know, trips into the Pacific Rim area. And then they said this is going to cost us about 75 cents a share in earnings. So a number of these companies are really are going to kind of take it on the chin a little bit. And it's not like Norwegian Cruise or these airline companies are going to make up for it, you know? I mean, a missed flight or a canceled flight is a canceled flight. Mm-hmm. That's just it.
Yeah.
And so you know, markets can handle it fairly well if it can get some sort of color or visibility or a little clarity around when this might improve. Then you can run your numbers and you can say, okay, this we see a dip and then a recovery. Mm-hmm. But you get a report like this that came out of Beijing.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to see. And
the question I had I was asked to bring to your attention a couple of things. Medical devices, this is somebody that works in healthcare, such as respirator masks are in short supply. Companies which make the items in China have stopped production because workers can't get to work. In open factories, China nationalizing the output, meaning they're taking items for themselves instead of shipping them over to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And things like this type. You mentioned the cruises. Yeah. Do you see any trends in the medical industry, pharmaceutical manufacturers and stuff, where they've either had to stop because people can't go to work or because the government wants to control the output? Any of that affecting the market?
So certainly with the masks or that you just mentioned, I have read a lot about that. Tons of those, the vast majority of those are manufactured in China, right? So that is a problem. So certainly, you know, the country of China is not prepared for an epidemic like this. They have well over 1 billion people, and so there is a supply shortage. So absolutely, you know, it's going to hit the supply chains for other major markets, which is the United States or in North America, certainly in Europe, and they're going to hoard them and they're going to keep them, and that's a fact. That's happening. In terms of pharmaceuticals and other healthcare companies, there's no question that a number of these companies do manufacture, whether it's pharmaceutical pills, whether it's hardware, medical devices for various types of procedures. I mean, supply chains around a lot of the manufacturing process in almost any industry is directly tied to China. It could be something as simple as a tiny little screw and bolt that's stainless steel at a millimeter level that all of a sudden you can't get anymore. Just that. You know, it's really, that's how serious this is.
Yeah, here's another component to it. The FDA has been unable, they had to pull all their staff out of China, so they've been unable to inspect any of the factories that do a lot of medication production, and there could be shortages there as well. On the other hand, do things like this create buying opportunities for investors in other parts of the market?
Well, it definitely does. You know, you have to be a little bit artful in how you try to take advantage of these types of things.
Right.
Now, certainly, we're not going to come over the airwaves and start talking about individual companies as if we're recommending them for everyone. But in terms of broad themes, you think about markets, you think about indexes and those kinds of things. There are obviously specific companies that we won't get into much detail, but if you like those kinds of things, or if you're committed to, you know, a certain allocation to equities or the market, my best advice is don't try to be a hero and don't try to step in and say, okay, I'm going all in with some liquid cash right now. I mean, the best strategy is to kind of, on down days, you know, what we do here is we think of it like, you know, trial balloons or a barrel that you want to launch in the, you know, the ocean. We're gonna do a third now, and let's sit back and watch, and let's just see how things pan out. And at the right moment in time, we may commit another third until we get to a full three-thirds position, a full position that we want to have in our portfolio.
Makes perfect sense.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's one thing we've learned from you over the years. When we see a trend go this way, it often opens a door over here somewhere. Thank you for all the feedback on that, and thank you, Larry, for some really good questions. Yeah. In the meantime, now, of course, our door is always open tomorrow, Brant, if there's big news, or you just want to call and say hi. How you doing? How you doing? We'll be here for you. In the meantime, if you have never taken the opportunity to sit down, you just heard some great wisdom here, to sit down with a financial planner and talk about how you can make more out of the money you work so hard to make, call 387-0094 and schedule a sit down and meet the brain trust of McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. It's an amazing team of people. There's energy. in there. When you walk in the place, you'll feel like you're part of something that's really going on. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, as always, thank you for the time.
Absolutely, and I know how much you love and adore my wife, so I'm giving a special shout out to Hayden. It's our wedding anniversary today.
Happy
anniversary.
No, we don't have to go. But I would just say, my beautiful, gorgeous wife. So blessed to be married to someone who takes care of me so well.
Hayden is a goddess.
She really is. You don't know, man. I get stressed out sometimes, and I get home, and I'm like, don't talk to me. anyway.
That never happens to me.
Never.
That's stupid thing.
All right, guys. Listen, have a great night, and we'll try to give you a shout tomorrow if the opportunity presents itself.
Please do. Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
Brant. Take it easy.
And for Brant and Hayden.
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Oh. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary! But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of congestion on the boulevard all the way around the city. Very heavy at all the major intersections. It's going to take you a few minutes to get anywhere there. Atlanta Highway, a lot of congestion outbound at the major intersections. Taylor Road, very congested from Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan. Vaughan Road is busy, as well as the 231 up to Wetumpka. A lot of congestion at the light at Rifle Range Road. We've got slowdowns on 85 southbound up to the 65 merge. On the I-85 northbound from the merge up to about Ann Street. And a brand new accident on the Eastern Boulevard at Vaughan Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Profession Ales and Spa, It's Fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A couple of things I feel like I've been mentioning or teasing this story for the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
George Zimmerman, and let me be real clear, This is not somebody that I have a great deal of affection for.
Yeah.
But he, and he's got some powerful people on his side, he is finally fighting back.
Good.
Against the people that lied, in particular that completely fabricated what was taken for eyewitness testimony in the Trayvon Martin situation. And he's suing, among others, today, these are new, he's got a few others, mm-hmm. including some media people. And let's hope that they're held accountable.
Amen.
He is suing Pete Buttigieg for the following. Trayvon Martin would have been 25 today. How many 25th birthdays have been stolen from us by white supremacy, gun violence, prejudice, and fear? That is pandering at a level that, it's like using a 2x4 as a tongue suppressor.
Yeah.
That makes me sick. It really does. Trayvon Martin would have never been in Sanford, Florida, if he hadn't been caught with burglary tools in his locker at his Miami high school. Mm-hmm. But because our previous president was such a genius and, you know, coming up with the, instead of addressing the problem and holding somebody accountable, they just move it somewhere else. The pipeline out of prison or whatever the hell. They always have a cute name for their great ideas.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Trayvon Martin wouldn't have been in Sanford, Florida. Elizabeth Warren said, my heart goes out to Sabrina Fulton and Trayvon's family and friends. He should still be with us today. We need to end gun violence and racism. That is not why Trayvon Martin is dead.
Nope. Something else I noticed is when they show pictures of him, they always show the 13 or 14-year-old Trayvon.
He was a large young man.
Yes, he was big.
Very muscular. But, they showed that picture. And then, of course, you had the Eugene Provocateur Obama standing in the FBI and looking for anything. They couldn't. because there was nothing there. And they just use it as a situation to gin up racial tensions. Yet, Trump's dividing the country. There's a great example of who the great divider was. And while I'm, again, not really a particular fan, I mean, hey, even the New York Times invented a whole new race for George Zimmerman. He's a white Hispanic. I didn't even know that existed. But they had to have something to push their agenda, and that's what they did. And I hope those who, and Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren, you are reckless a-holes for tweeting that kind of bullcrap out. Enough.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week. Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at America's Car Mart on Eastern Boulevard, Valor Paw Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So while the clown show was taking place in Vegas last night, a couple of hours down the road in Phoenix, Trump was there, as always, with a packed house, thousands waiting in line, and great moments to celebrate America and some of the progress that he has helped. I got a great example here. Hang on. I've got so many different emails open. And I want to thank Mark Cumby for sending this. Angela Stanton King, an African-American woman who was pardoned by the president. She said, did anyone notice that none of black media is reporting my pardon? Tell me again, who's the oppressor?
She's right.
She's absolutely right. I put that clip up on Facebook yesterday of a man who was released in Colorado. If you can watch that and not have a tear in your eye. And by the way, you'll notice that there are people from every color in the book celebrating that situation together.
Yep, as it should be.
But no, he's the great divider. This just makes me crazy.
Everything's backwards.
So we're going to tell a positive story today in this segment.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power.
Think about that.
That's what he just said. It's amazing.
It is, and he says it and does not apologize, and I don't see anybody suing him for making anything up.
Because everything he says is absolutely true.
By the way, I love James Woods. He is one of the few left in Hollywood who's a real conservative. And he tweeted something after the debate last night that I have said on the show many times. Dear Lord, how can any man live within hearing range of Warren's voice? It is literally fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yep.
Or as I've described it, the cure for priapism. You know, if you have one of those situations where you're 4 hours or longer, you got to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Just put on Elizabeth Warren. Any thought you have about that will quickly evaporate in a cloud of dust. I guarantee it. 534, if you live in a low-lying area and have had flooding issues, he's just got a note, a rain alert. It's not quite over yet. 552, it's supposed to start raining again. There are people that are going to be needing some new flooring from that, and nobody is better equipped to assess and swap out and repair flooring damaged by flooding than Georgia Floors Direct. I mean, that's been a big part of what they've done for people in urgent need over the last 50 years. And, of course, everything they sell is wholesale. The entire inventory, it's a big building. And Jeff Mallinson's put together a team that can help people navigate that. If you're just interested in upgrading, or maybe you need some new carpeting, that's what we're doing. I got, after that, finally, a year after the great leak of 2019, we're getting new carpeting for the bedroom that was damaged. And they've got 700 remnants to pick from over there. So they came out and measured, and all I got to do is pick out what I want, and they'll install it. They have their own team. But in the meantime, if you do find yourself in that kind of a situation, go see Jeff and his great group on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, Georgia Floors Direct to Flooring Destination since 1969. Chad, you're next after traffic.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're busy everywhere, but we've got some problems. One, Vaughn Road and the Eastern Boulevard, a pretty bad accident right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles taking care of business. We've got congestion on the East South Boulevard, Baptist up to Troy Highway. On the boulevard from Atlanta Highway around to Wetumpka Highway, it is very busy this afternoon. And on the interstates, 85 southbound, we've got a slowdown from Jackson Hospital up to the merge. 85 northbound, slow traffic out of the merge all the way to Ann Street. A second slowdown, 85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly. And we've got some merge problems at Northern Boulevard and 65 northbound. Slow traffic right there until you get up to about the 143 from Millbrook. Use caution wherever you are and keep it here for more traffic updates. Exhibitors are needed for career discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to CentralAlabamaWorks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Legal local heart throb. Yeah. Chad.
Wouldn't you like to have been a fly on the wall at the DNC headquarters last night as they watched Bloomberg like the Titanic go down? I mean, it was unbelievable. I ran out of popcorn in the first 5 minutes.
You know, I have yet to hear from any, I rarely do anyway, but everybody that watched that, these are my hardcore conservative friends who are watching this just for the entertainment value that this clown show is putting on.
The first words out of Elizabeth Warren's mouth talking about Bloomberg's quote about horse-faced lesbians, and it just went downhill. All I can think of, wow, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, I believe I had that right here.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, he didn't call her that. So actually, that was in reference to something he wrote about the royal family. That's where that quote came from.
Wow.
I'm not, no joke, that's the absolute truth. That's
I believe it. Why would I doubt you?
He was writing about, yeah.
You're an attorney. You took an oath.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I got to tell you, it was fantastic to watch. Because they are absolutely imploding. They have no...
It's hilarious.
Nobody's going to have a majority going into the convention. It's going to blow up. And again, I'm going to repeat what I said yesterday. You said the same thing. It's going to be Chicago 68 all over again.
Yeah, I do believe that. Wow. And the Bernie bros will be at the heart of it. You watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but yesterday Bernie said he disavows any violence.
Yeah, right.
Except for his followers.
That comes straight from the Kremlin, right?
Right, right, exactly right. But the best line of the night, I got to hand it to Bloomberg when he said, what a great country we live in. The socialist is the millionaire with three houses. And then Bernie starts defending it. Well, that's not fair.
That's
I
not
have
true.
One house in Washington, D.C., and everybody has a second summer home in Vermont. And I'm like, yeah, but your second summer home is four bedrooms and four baths on 500 feet of lake frontage. It's like...
And he got that money for not complaining about the last time he got screwed.
That's exactly what happened. He yep. paid off his campaign debt, and I bet he had some personal debts in there that got paid off, too.
I don't doubt
it. So, you know, and he bought it when the market was still, you know, kind of middling, 600 grand, so it's probably appreciated at least 100 grand since then. I mean, I pulled it up on...
Thanks to the Trump economy, ironically, isn't it? He's been great for Bernie.
Yeah, no kidding. Even a socialist can get rich off of Trump's economy.
There you go. Chad, I got to run, buddy.
We need to call him Comrade Bernie now.
And Comrade.
Summer Dacha.
Tavarich.
Bernie right, the Bolshevik. Okay, there's lots of good names. Bernie the Bolshevik. Well, actually, Adam Schiff is the Bolshevik on this show.
Bug out, Adam Schiff.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here. As you noticed, we do have a... primary coming up on March 4th and a high volume of people who want your vote.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
There's something new in the oven at the Home Depot. Air fry, only in the Frigidaire Gallery Air Fry Electric range. Satisfy your family's fried food craving with a healthier, tasty cooking alternative right in your oven. It also comes with self-clean, true convection, and a very tasty price, just $798. With up to 40% off appliance special buys, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles announced today it's working to hire 138 new officers over the next 3 years. The goal is to bring parole and probation officer caseloads to a target ratio of 75 to 1. Plus, Governor Ivey says the state's education leadership needs a bold change. Her 2019 proposal would not only get rid of the elected state school board, but also state education superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey's position. When voters head to the polls for Alabama's primary elections on March 3rd, there will be an amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. If you vote in favor of the bill, a new 9-member education commission would be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Alabama Senate. And the flood warning for the Alabama River continues as waters continue to rise. Flood stage is 35 feet at 8 this morning. We were at 39.8 feet. Minor flooding is occurring and forecast to occur as the river will continue to rise to 42 feet by early Friday afternoon. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little ugly taste of winter here with the rain tapering off tonight, and then it turns colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, breezy. Tomorrow will be a breezy, chilly day with a high temperature barely up to about 52. You'll swear it's colder. Then tomorrow night, clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 30. On Saturday, I think we'll reach the upper 50s, so cool sunshine, not a bad day. And then on Sunday, chance of showers late in the day with a high temperature up to about 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm going to go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Con the rain.
We get really loaded. We go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
5:44 and happy hour. So I get emails from publishing houses and stuff that want me to have this author. So sure. Guess what comes today? This is just the book I need to read. You Might Die Tomorrow. Oh, brother. Inspiring, motivating, and honest is Brad Montague, creator of Kid President. You Might Die Tomorrow. Should I invite them on?
No.
No. It says, no. Face your fear of death. Find meaning in life. I'm going to think about it. I appreciate your input, but I'm going to think about it. And now for our next caller. Boogers.
Yeah. I've been trying to hang up 15 minutes, but it stuck. The phone stuck to my ear. You mentioned the female on the Roger Stone case a while ago.
The jury foreskin, foreperson, excuse me.
Well, she's subject to losing her license.
She should be subject to being Getting her fat ass thrown in jail is what she should be subject to.
Yeah, well, she's a lawyer. She might go there, too.
Yeah. So.
And judge, make room for Judge Jackson.
Is Amy that the female Berman. Judge?
Yeah. The.
I heard that she wouldn't let the man have any say. She told him he couldn't say anything. And, you know, at the end of a trial.
She ran that like it was the trial was taking place in friggin' Moscow. I've never seen anything like it.
Maybe she's just as crazy.
That's what she is.
Yeah, maybe she's just as crazy as the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
Does Chad McDonald have a brother named Mike?
Chad McDonald? Yeah. I don't know. He's no relation to the singer, though. That much I do know.
No. Michael McDonald?
No, I was wondering if he was related to me. My DNA has got Mike McDonald. And
Rosie's
Chad
making
McDonald.
A note right now to ask the next time we talk to him, okay?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, because if I'm related to him, it's not very much, but I just thought it was strange Mike and Jed on that DNA test. Okay, well that's all I want to say, but I hope they do take her license. I love it when those communist maggots have to eat their own vomit. Amen. And that's in the Bible, so I can say it. Yeah, bye, bye, bye. And now Kevin.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How about you, Kevin?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, I just got two things. One about the Astros.
Yay.
I'm one of your accredited baseball fans. I love baseball.
Wow, you're
and
one
of the 23. It irritates me that they're going after the Astros. Every team since the start of baseball, since we were playing wiffle ball in the backyard, everybody cheats, and it just kills me how they go after all of a sudden there's a big scandal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there is a tendency to overreact, and I'm tired of it already, you know?
Right, and kind of like with the Patriots, you know, and Tom Brady and, you know, the whole, oh, they cheated. Everybody is looking for an edge.
Yep.
And baseball is starting soon. What do we have? Like a month and a half, 2 months until the first pitch?
The first spring games are tomorrow, and I want to see if Aaron Judge is swinging well and all that. I don't give
exactly
enough.
Exactly. And I'm fired up on that. And then my other thing was, talking about the stock market going down because of the virus, the corona thing. I drink natural light, but yeah, so I'm not affected by that. But
you know what?
I don't want to. Sir?
The beer sales have been affected by this virus, even though it has nothing to do with it. Yeah, it's true.
Right? But I don't want to give out any company name, but I work for a local auto manufacturer, and they've added some extra production days because Korea is expected to have delays in deliveries of parts.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Everything.
So they're adding production days to our plant, you know, to make up for this coronavirus. And people think it's just something, you know, they're just blowing it off thinking, well, that's just over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to a point of crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, but I just wanted to make them 2 points and come on, baseball. Here we go.
All right, Kevin, thank you. I agree. We're waiting for that first.
Just a bit outside.
5:50.
You know, the era of announcers with charisma, like my favorite. John Sterling, New York Yankees, did the Braves for many years. He's corny, but he's great, and he's got a female sidekick, Susie Orman, and I love him. And Euchre, who is still hanging in there, he's in his 80s.
Really?
Now. He's still doing the Brewers games.
Wow.
Vince Cully, man, went till age 89, and you know what? I'll bet he could still be doing games if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Vin Scully. Yeah, but so many of the newer baseball announcers are also homogenous. You can't tell one from the other because we're not going to say anything controversial or critical.
Well, they can't.
I'll tell you what. Why do you think they built statues for people like Harry Carey in Chicago? He was drunk out of his mind at half the games he did. He couldn't see, tell the difference between a fly ball and a home run the last 10 years of his career. And he pissed off the players. The fans loved it. If somebody did something dumb, he called them out. And that's why the fans loved him.
Honesty.
This isn't our... Okay. All right. We got to take a quick break here. As we get ready, are you staying?
Yes, sir. Always on Thursdays.
You are the perpetual guest. Of honor.
Yes, thank you.
The much-beloved and glorious Terry Adams.
Try to get all the seat time I can.
So glad you're here on Thursday, especially a day like today.
Yeah, yes. It's been miserable out there.
You've been a good influence.
Well, thank you. No, she's the good influence, not me.
You know, I never did have one of those halos. It's too late now.
You're going to take them with you.
I can't. I don't know how to take the navel off those. 551 Montgomery Eye would love to have the chance to restore your vision with a LASIK procedure, but you need to find out if LASIK will work. And that's as simple as a phone call to 271-3804 and making an appointment. It takes like 10 minutes. I did it. No charge. It's totally free and no obligation. They just need to figure out if your vision issue can be corrected with LASIK. Then when I talk to people like Joey and others who have had LASIK, it's a miracle. All of a sudden, after years of glasses and, you know, vision impairment, all of a sudden it's 20/20 again, like it was when you took it for granted. That's got to be amazing. Unfortunately, LASIK will not correct my vision issue, but I would have had it done in a heartbeat if it did. Again, the number is 271-3804. Go to onlinemep.com for more information about this legacy practice in its eighth decade. I mean, wow. They've been solving vision problems for the River Region since the end of World War II. That's freaking amazing to me.
It is.
So onlinemep.com, again, that number 271-3804.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project and see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's MasterChef winner. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
And remember, our beloved Bailey was a rescue, and the joy she brought to us, and of course Rich, we're kind of dedicating our Paw It Forward drive to Bailey this year. Rich, this is not Rich Thomas, this is Rich.
This is just plain Rich. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
We're good. We're kind of tight for time, Rich.
What's on your
mind? Understand. Have you heard about HB 238?
Is that a state?
What bill is it?
No. Just heard about it today. There's a female Democrat in Montgomery who wants it that men over 50 have had three kids to get a vasectomy.
Yeah, that's been around for a week.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I don't know if no.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Being on happy hour means never having to say you're sorry. But here's the kicker to that. Somebody did a little research on that woman and found out that she had been arrested for domestic violence down in Florida last year. She hates.
Oh, imagine
she obviously
that.
Got some issues with men.
Yeah.
And I'm
all
sorry.
Right, y'all have a good night.
No, thank you. Thank
Thanks,
you for
Rich.
The call. If she thinks she's going to.
Let's get nuts.
She ain't getting mine.
Forced sterilization.
One final thing. The weather is now getting cold. It's been, actually, it seems like it's dropped all afternoon. If you don't have a go-to company for your heating and air conditioning and plumbing, try Clark's. You get the best in all three of those universes. A Clark's Club membership gets you two tune-ups to your system, and it can save you a lot of money. It took me a while. I did have a membership. It just took me a while to call. A decision that cost me several hundred dollars by waiting. They came out and found where the inefficiency was and why my electric bills were over $500. Whoa. I'd never paid a $500 electric bill in my life. They fixed it, and the electric bill immediately... And I could have probably saved about $300 or $400 if I had just called them a little faster. But that's the difference they can make. Plus, they keep a heads up on things that may be going on with your system, so you can avoid a total meltdown. Call them at 277-2125. Top-notch plumbers. Everybody is thoroughly vetted that works for Clark's. You're going to feel confident in their skill set and love having them in your home because they're really terrific people. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125. Visit Clark.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a pretty bad accident corner of East Boulevard and Vaughn Road. Watch out for emergency units working that one. A new accident now. Northern Boulevard on the ramp to Wetumpka Highway. We have a lot of people that are going Northern Boulevard to Wetumpka Highway to Redland Road to go around to Emerald Mountain because of the flooding at the toll bridge. Extra traffic there this afternoon, so please use caution. We are very congested outbound on the Atlanta Highway, I-85, slow traffic from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. Very busy on the East South Boulevard, and we have a slowdown out of Montgomery at the Northern Boulevard on 65 northbound to about the 143 off-ramp at Millbrook. Use caution there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10